Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday night's meeting with Tampa Bay.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Beautiful day. Good practice. We're getting ready for a very tough opponent. Monday night football in their place. I'm sure it'll be electric. And the Bucs are playing at a high level. Coach Bowles does a great job with that team. The whole staff does. Baker Mayfield playing at a high level. Offense is ranked the top of the pack in so many different categories. Defense flying around. So we're looking forward to it, and we understand the challenge that's in front of us. What questions do you have?
John, with Derrick Henry, I know you always, in going against him, you were familiar with him. But did you know the extent of kind of what he does to prepare for games and prepare for his body? Did you know that before you met him?
No, I didn't. I mean, I hadn't been around him. You know, I always heard he was a good guy and he worked hard. But to see it firsthand, the level of professionalism from Derrick Henry, it's been great. And it's been really good for our young guys, I think, to see that. Because, you know, sometimes the best leadership is by example. And he's certainly providing it for those guys.
Coach, you mentioned that Baker Mayfield, but Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, these guys are playing at a high level. What kind of matchup problems are these guys
for you? Oh, tremendous matchup problems. You know, they've got two of the best. And they put those guys in spots, you know, usually, 14's in the slot, usually 13's out there at X. You single him up, he's a problem. And then you got 14 in the slot. If you single him up, he's a problem. And they're both catch and run players. They're both contested catch players. Tight ends are playing well, blocking well, making the catches they need to make. Backs, three backs playing well. They got a young guy just from Syracuse, from right over here,
Calvert Hall.
You know, he had a bunch of yards and played great. So it's a very deep offense.
John, have you seen Baker evolve? You saw him from year one as a rookie to now. How is this game?
You know, I don't know that it's really changed. I think he's still playing like he plays. He's playing Baker ball, you know, at a very high level. You know, and I think they've done a very good job of building the offense around what he does well with his two star receivers. You know, offensive line's playing well too. So all those things have kind of come together for him, it seems, at this point.
Hey, Coach, how important is for, entering week seven, how important is for you to see the team not getting as strong only in their game but mentally? Not only in their game getting stronger, but most importantly, mentally.
Mentally stronger? Yeah, I mean, I hope so. You know, that's kind of the thing. It's hopefully you can just continue to keep locked in, stay humble, work hard, maintain your faith every single day, and understand that it's a long journey, you know, and it's a one-week league. It's one-day preparation, one day, one play at a time, and it's a one-week league. All you can focus on is what's in front of you, you know, and I do believe our guys have done a very good job of that, and we need to continue to do that.
John, do you guys have like a kind of hard and fast rule when you're playing someone like Mike Evans and it's a 50-50 ball about kind of when to turn your head, when to stay, you know, eyes on the receiver, to try to play the catch point?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I wish there was a hard and fast rule of when, because the problem is no two situations are ever exactly the same. You know, the timing, your leverage, your relationship, how far away you are, how close you are, where the ball is, when the ball gets there, all those things are different. And it's probably more of a reaction type of a thing if you play through your fundamentals. You know, so we want to do a good job at the line. You're talking about one-on-one against Mike Evans. You got to do a good job at the line, first of all. Maintain position when he releases because he's so strong on the release. And then down the field, be in position when the ball comes that way so you have a chance to make a play on the ball. You know, can't play through the receiver, you can't interfere with the receiver, all those different things. But you can be in position in that catch area in front of the receiver, near the receiver, to play the ball and then try to play it well. So there's kind of principles and fundamentals that go with that. And the fundamental technique football, really, it probably applies there, you know, maybe more than anywhere else.
Aspect of your team is getting a huge amount of praise, like the offenses right now across the country. Is your instinct as a coach to sort of say, like, hold your horses, let's not get ahead of ourselves, there's still a lot of work to do, or like, do you just block it out? I mean, what's your...
Yeah, I think just put it in perspective. I mean, it's not hard for guys to remember what was being said 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. So noise is noise, new noise is new noise. So it doesn't matter. It's just pretty much at the end of the day, it's what you do every day to be the best player that you can be. We seek improvement. You know, we want to be, we say 1% better, we say better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today, all those things we say. What we're really trying to do is is see if we can, you know, improve on one thing all the time. You know, that's the thing. So we're always improving on something all the time. And if we can do that, then, you know, we're in a good place. All the rest of it is, you know, no, guys read it. It's okay to read, good and bad. It's fine. You read it. But it shouldn't really impact your process. Yeah, well, probably the answer, honest answer, is probably yes, just because, you know, he's the most far along as he's been, you know, just as a player and development-wise, and he's steadily always, he's that guy that kind of epitomizes what we're talking about there. He's always seeking to improve. He's very much a perfectionist. He wants every play to be perfect. He chases perfection in his football. So I'd say yeah, but I think his focus is on the next play, you know, the next game. All good? All right.
John, how was game one with Dean Pease in his senior advisor role?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I think Dean kind of got settled in, and he and Zach, and he's in there with the defensive coaches, just being a help and a sounding board, and great input, great experience, good for all of us. You know, I've had a chance to talk to him about different things, and, you know, you just it's always good to seek wise counsel. You know, it's a blessing to seek wise counsel. So, and Dean is definitely wise counsel.
Did he end up being up top?
He was up top.
Okay.
Yep. Well, good. All right, thanks.